Alaska composer John Luther Adams writes music in a small cabin near Fairbanks with a wood stove and a baby grand piano. His works often sound big, a reflection of the landscape that inspires him. Reporter Amy Mayer visited Adams and has this profile.
John Luther Adams uses his full name to avoid confusion with the other composer named John Adams. Village Voice new music critic Kyle Gann says the Alaskan's work is unique.
I'd say the washes of sound that John gets in his music are pretty unprecedented in instrumental music. I can't really think of anybody who has based his music around that concept anywhere near to the extent that John has.
Tall and bearded, Adams sits atop Murphy Dome, one of his favorite spots near Fairbanks, gazing at the Chattanooga Valley and Minto Flats. The view reflects what he tries to do in music.
I tend to think in big washes of sound, like this country that we're sitting in. You know, there's this range of hills, and then there's another one behind it, and another one behind it, and on and on and on to the horizon. And beyond, you know there's even more out there.
Adams arrived in Alaska 25 years ago. He came as an environmental activist. He stayed because the Arctic and subarctic captivated him. Adams says he uses the full range of sounds to capture Alaska's vastness.
The whole time and tonal space of the music is filled with sound, which ironically is a way that I'm trying to evoke stillness, even though it's not, there's no literal silence in the music.
John Luther Adams stretches out on the soft tussocks and soaks up the sun. It's an extraordinary day, clear and warm and still.
I think it touches and speaks to a deep human need. You feel your aloneness in the middle of the beauty, the terror, the wonder of the world. And at the same time that you feel your aloneness, you feel your connection with where you are and all the other beings that are there. Too. I think it's a spiritual need. We need stillness.
This is In the White Silence, Adams' most recent release. He says it's different from his early Alaska works, which were about specific places. Adams wrote Earth and the Great Weather about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. He incorporated Alaska Native voices and rhythms in the piece.
Mountain alone.
Dry.
There's been this gradual evolution in the music, as my experience of place has become more varied and deeper over the years. It all becomes part of the texture of my life, and I think the landscapes have, in a sense, become more imaginary and more interior.
Critic Kyle Gann says Adams' music succeeds nationally despite his geographic isolation. Along the way, he introduces audiences to Alaska.
There's kind of an element that he's the new Henry David Thoreau of music, reminding us of all these issues of nature that most of us quit thinking about.
Gann has written the foreword to John Luther Adams' new book, Winter Music. The collection of essays with a CD of new compositions will be available this fall from Wesleyan University Press. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mayer.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.